Hello, this is the Sparkles of Gold Astrology Manifesto podcast. I am Nicolas Polymenakos, aka Sparkles of Gold. Welcome to the forecast for May 3rd, or I should say 4th. I'm a little late in starting this, and I'm going to go for at least May 8th or 9th. I know that's weird, but the reason is I'm going to do another episode when it comes to the May 9th and 10th because it's a very important day. Just cranking this out for a quickie. If you like what I'm doing, you like what I'm saying, go to sparklesofgold.com or rate me on whatever podcast app that you're using. It's really helping. I'm noticing people are actually listening. I'm by myself in this room. It's odd talking to myself, but that's not the truth, is it? Because I'm talking to you. So thanks for joining. You know, I'm going to start on the 3rd, even though this is coming out on the 3rd of May. And the reason is there is an interesting aspect that happened today. And it was Jupiter in Pisces, sextiling Pluto in Capricorn. As if some of you have been paying attention, Jupiter in Pisces, we're almost at the end of this transit that started up again in the very beginning of the year. We're at the last degrees of this transit. The 28 degrees right now, and it's making a pretty much, you could say, a harmonious aspect. Sextiles are harmonious, but for a brief time, so if you don't take advantage of them, they just go really quick. So when you're dealing with stuff like this, it's the day before, a couple days before building up, the day of, and day after too, you know. So that's happening right now, and we have Jupiter, which seeks knowledge and wisdom and aspires to things. Making a harmonious relationship with Pluto, which is about power and depth and secrets underneath and the heart and the true truth, if that makes any sense, of anything that's hidden or wants to come up to the surface, you're seeking a deeper wisdom here. And that's what's happening. And there's remnants that will go on here for the next couple of days with this. So that's on the 3rd. And you know, you're ending a Gemini moon transit here that's going to end on May 3rd. And when we go into Wednesday, May 4th, once you're going to start listening to this, we're going to get into the Cancer moon realm. So basically the last 2 days before is a lot of heady energy, a lot of mental energy with Mercury in Gemini and a Gemini moon. And then they've got this Jupiter-Pluto sextile, which is about seeking into the depths of things and finding inspiration and the ultimate truth and digging for the truth. And some of this actually could have been difficult at other times, but this is where the discoveries and the ideas can be fundamentally powerful, like change things and kind of sets up stuff in a way for the next week and a half until, or 2 weeks. Yeah, week and a half, 2 weeks where the full moon in Scorpio eclipse happens. We get into the next day of May 4th, and I'm gonna switch over here to my thing. We get we're building up towards another incredible transit, like that only happens once a year. But first on the 4th, we have the moon in Cancer, which is a cardinal sign, a water sign, and that has to do with feelings and how we emotional process and how we like to nurture and be nurtured. And the moon's at home in Cancer. And it will for all, you know, Wednesday into Thursday, the moon is going to make, you know, great connections with all the Pisces planets, Mars and Pisces, Neptune and Jupiter, as I just talked about, at 28 degrees. So along the way, it's going to make these harmonious kind of feel good feelings, processing, emotional content. But it also does eventually get to a place where it gets difficult at the end of the moon in Cancer transit. But before that happens, you know, on Wednesday, we have some great harmonious vibes with all the Pisces planets and even the South Node in Scorpio. But what else happens that day is Mars And this is already happening. When we do aspects in astrology, you know, you hear astrologers, myself, say, hey, today this is happening, like especially with the outer planets. But really, if it's a building up towards, which they call waxing, and then there's the exact mathematical moment where the aspect happens, and then there's the waning of that cycle. So, you know, yeah, some things mathematically happen on a day and a moment. But they you know, that flavor is building and then tapers off. So it goes for a couple days. This one in particular, May 4th, probably the biggest transit of the day, has to do with Mars and Uranus making a sextile again, that type of aspect where it's not around for a long time and you have to be on it to take advantage of it. And Mars sextiles Uranus, so you got Mars, which is in Pisces right now, which is a weird place for it to be, but it's going to want to push and take action through Pisces and through water and emotion and make that connection with Uranus, which is about breakthroughs and advancement and spark and ideas. So you have Mars and Uranus working well together to change things up. And Uranus is in Taurus, an Earth sign. Mars is in the water sign. I say this a lot in my podcast, videos, that water likes to lap up against Earth, so they're liking each other. And so there's a grounded element to this spark, actually, in these ideas. And if you look to the Taurus part of your chart and the Pisces part of your chart, you can dial in specifically how it's working. If you don't know that, as I always say, you can come send me a message my website or through any platform that you see a link. And if you don't know that, I'll tell you where it is in your chart for free. I won't give a chart reading, but I will send you a chart and tell you where it is. So that's happening. Again, passionate Mars sparking up with Uranus in Taurus. So we got earthy ideas with imaginative Mars in Pisces and seeking the higher ideal, and is just a lot of creativity, actually. So that is on May 4th, which if you're listening to this later, it is what it is, but you did learn something. We get to May 5th, and we get to something that's been brewing for all week. And you know, it's a thing where this has been brewing for a while, and it's the Sun in Taurus and Uranus in Taurus making a conjunction. And when a conjunction means they're together in the sky, this is an explosive, erratic, unpredictable moment. And it's kind of, there's some prefaces involved here with some of the aspects in the last several weeks that planets have been making with Uranus. Venus was involved when it was in Pisces. I just mentioned, like, the, you know, day before, we have Mars setting something up, but here is the Sun in Taurus and Uranus in Taurus. And when you have this moment in the sky once a year, this time in Taurus, you have an electrical, unpredictable, at times erratic narrative with Uranus. And its goal is to shake up wherever it's at and whatever it touches. Now, and how it does that is the key. And here in Taurus, Taurus has been living this story for a while. They've had Uranus in their life, or wherever Taurus is in your chart, you've had Uranus going through there and at times making surprise announcements or surprise shifts or breaking down old shells and habits that do not work anymore. And that's what Uranus's role is to do. And if you're the type of astrologer that takes modern psychological techniques involved, you know, it's erupting from under the surface. It's the need to break free. It has to do with freedom. Whether you don't think so in the moment, it doesn't feel that way, but something needs to change and be shaken up. So it's just it's like a lightning bolt that hits this tree next door to your house, and then you can't predict that stuff, and then it just changes everything. Well, it's doing that to the Taurus core Sun, the Taurus for, so Taurus is, they're on stage here, as is the Scorpios, the Aquariuses, and the Leos, because they're all fixed signs. So if you have anything, planets, anything in your chart that's between, let's just say it, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 degrees, you're really going to feel this. And this is connected to the new moon that just happened, because that eclipse that happened, or the solar eclipse that happened in Taurus, Uranus was involved in it. This is going to be connected to the next lunar eclipse in Scorpio, fixed sign. Uranus is involved in this. So you have multiple shocks happening here. Now, it just depends on the current story going on, whether it feels positive or not. But there's a break-free mechanism here. There's a thing in it. Sometimes it's hard to see in the moment. What I find interesting, though, is the degree this is at. And it's an interesting degree in astrology in general. And it's like the 14 degree, 15 degree mark, which is like the midway point through the degrees in general in astrology, because we go 0 to 29, which is another form of 1 to 30, right? So it's the midpoint. And in fixed signs, that midpoint is one of the most tension-filled places in fixed signs. So again, Taurus, Scorpio, Leo, Aquarius, that is like a tightly wound fixed energy there. And you have this catalyst coming through. So, you know, there's sparks flying here. And not only that, we just had a holiday that happened for many people, or for pagan culture and so on and so forth, Beltane, that happened, you know, several days here before on May 1st. And it's typically celebrated on May 1st, but a lot of people mathematically will celebrate it at the exact midpoint between, you know, spring and summer. So by degree here, we have the exact midpoint, 14, 15 degrees in Taurus. So this is more of a Beltane-y feel. So this could be amazing and filled with vitality and life and, you know, sensuality. And sexuality is involved in part of that Beltane thing. But if you just think about it as an energy that's raw and from the earth and almost like succulent and energized, it's there. I just want to make that point. It's just falling at an interesting point in degree in the zodiac. And again, this vibe lasts a couple days. So again, we're on May 5th here. We also, just to throw in the mix here, we also have an aspect that day, May 5th and the 6th and stuff, where Mercury in Gemini is making a harmonious sextile with Venus in Aries. And Venus just went into Aries so many days ago after being in Pisces. Now Venus, and how that sign or that planet wants to go is about, it's selfish at times, it's about me and how I relate to things and what's most important for me first and decisions, and Aries, fire, and Mercury in Gemini, which is where it belongs. Mercury in Gemini loves to be there. So you could see here is the conversation that happens with Venus within relationships can be very heady and fiery and fun you know, in romance, there's a little bit of that, but just in general with relating in people, air and fire get along, you know, and you think about air and fire, just the type of cerebral activity Mercury's having here with Venus and Aries, who wants to move fast and feel the wind in her face. And so the types of conversations that happen here are actually pretty good. They're pretty cool. And it just goes along with this vibrancy of the Uranus and Sun conjunction that happens. The moon I did say is in Cancer. We're gonna jump into before I talk about Mercury retrograde. I want to say that it's important to you know, you pay attention to transits every day and where the moon is moving the fastest, right? It takes like 2.5 days to go through each sign and it makes these aspects, so on and so forth. You know, and you get to Friday, May 6th, and the moon is at the late degrees of Cancer, 26 degrees, and it's going to make, which it's been doing every month for a long time now, an opposition to Pluto, you know? So we had some good Pluto energy the other day, several days on the 4th, but now we get into some emotional heaviness again, and this has been happening every month, and it's part of a longer story with Pluto and Capricorn what it has done, especially with Mars and Venus, the beginning of this year. It's not easy. Just take care of yourself emotionally. But that's on the 6th. When we get to the, I'm kind of skipping over here, but I want to get to the 6th because the moon does make a sextile during the day with the sun in Taurus. And, you know, it does have a harmonious thing with all the Pisces planets, but then it finishes off with the Pluto opposition. Yeah, that's and it really happens like in the middle. Well, it happens all day Friday, but it happens in the middle of the night too. Saturday, it carries over. The next day on the 7th, we get into Leo moon, and people love it when the moon goes into Leo. But again, it sets off a squares all the way around with Taurus and Scorpio and opposes Saturn, Aquarius, all the fixed signs. So whenever you have stuff happening in fixed, when there's a fixed planet going through, these days there's so much happening in the other fixed signs that they all square each other. So there's a challenging aspect here again that this end of the week, May 7th, kind of ends with. And it's these are, to me, the fixed signs, because of what's happening with Uranus and Saturn, are where you see obvious tension and release happening. Hopefully you get release, but this is where you see tension build up and things kind of like not spill over, but like boil over. And it's just something to pay attention to every month. And once you start to pay attention to things like this, then you can expect things and you know what to do when it happens. I know that doesn't solve people's problems, but again, that's part of astrology, is you're observing, and 50% is half the battle. So it's like, if you have this, you know, you have this in your head, you can deal a little bit, right? I hope so. Again, we get into the Sunday the 8th, and you have the moon in Leo squaring Uranus at the same degree where the sun in Uranus earlier in the week had the conjunction, explosive conjunction. Then because the sun is so close to there, you have the moon squaring the sun. So this is basically a week later after the eclipse. So they call it the first quarter square. Lots of tension. Then there's the moon opposite Saturn in Aquarius. So you could see how the weekend is tension filled and setting up the next weekend for the lunar eclipse in Scorpio. I want to say here that I'm going to do my next podcast episode right not too long after this is going to deal with, you know, the 9th and 10th of and a little bit afterwards of what's going to happen transit wise. But we're basically getting ready for a Mercury stationing retrograde on May 10th, which is going to be the same day that Jupiter leaves Pisces finally and goes into Aries. You're having this on the same day. And this is when there's going to be a lot more movement happening. Even though Mercury goes retrograde, it doesn't seem like movement, but it's review, a rechance, going back and taking care of things during, that's what happens during retrogrades, especially with Mercury in retrograde. So this is like going through your closet and getting rid of things. Looking at things you might have signed, contracts, so on and so forth, all types of things that are going to have to do a rehash, maybe even several times. And this is happening on May 10th, the same day Jupiter goes into Aries. And it's just a lot of movement to happen. And I'll keep it at that. It's going to be on my next podcast. Get ready for that. I want to thank you for this. I don't know if this was quick, but just want you to stay courageous out there, people. And what a 6 to 8 months of transits. I can't even begin to tell you. I'm not going to tell you what's happened in my life, but I will say that ever since the last week when this eclipse happened and these movements of planets, Venus going into Aries, Mercury going into Gemini, then this explosive Uranus-Sun conjunction that happens on the 5th, just know that everything that we've been dealing with for months is completely shifting. It's been shifting, I think, internally, but this is when we see transits like this and more planets coming into fire, which eventually, you know, Jupiter's going to go in Aries. Eventually, the end of the month, Mars is going to go to Aries. And then Gemini, Sun, things are moving. It's inevitable, the change. So try to ride this along. Find your support tools. Find the people that you connect with that have your back. I'll tell you, this will be a personal thing in a sense, that I'm extremely lucky considering the situations that I'm in. It's been very difficult. That first of all, I've had this podcast and my YouTube videos to keep me going. And when you comment and you do stuff and interact with this, it has been my, you guys have been, in a sense, holding me, being there for me. You, the stranger listening to this. I have several close people in my life who have had my back lately. I mean, been so understanding and have been, give me love and tough love at the same time. And I'm so appreciative of them. And if it wasn't for those types of supportive things, use myself as an example, how you deal with transitions can even be harder. I'm saying it's hard now and it will be this month. But I'm reiterating, like, hey, who are those people and where are those tools that you've discovered in the last month and a half? And this is the time to use them, you know? So more power to you. I believe in you. I've telling you a little bit of my story, so I know you believe in me. And we're walking our own paths, but just know on an energetic, psychic level, we got each other's back. You feel me? I'm Sparkles of Gold. Catch me on my website, sparklesofgold.com. My YouTube channel, Sparkles of Gold. Please share the podcast. Tell people if you feel this, like, you know, Nicholas, I like him, blah, blah, blah. Anything you can. I have a goal to hit the end of this year, and I'm going to do it. And there's no way I can do it without you. Have a good one, and see you next time.